Now the left wing, double teamed there. Over to the right wing to Anthus to Fernald in the corner for three. This one's good. Cass City shooting like they're in their home court. Fernald's first points out to a 10-point lead, 40-30. Largest lead of the night for the Cass City Redhawks. Binder for three in the corner. No good. This one's short. And we have a loose ball. This is going to be a push against Lakers. And I do believe that will go against Carson Binder. That will be his fourth. Not exactly what Lakers was looking for.
And he's back sitting on the bench right now.
He sits down, replaced by Mason Williams. Into the corner to Stern. Goes down the baseline, off the glass, nice. In for two.
That was beautiful.
Stern in the books with another two. He has 10 points. It's now a 12-point lead, 42-30. Mason Williams takes the jump shot in the short corner. This one's
nice.
Good. Nice-looking jump shot from him.
Textbook.
And here comes Cass City facing a pressure. And Cathrell, the right wing, breaks it. He takes the three of the right wing. This one's good. Cathrell with 12 points, two threes in this quarter, a 13-point lead, 45-32. Just over 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Air ball from Bowles. Rebound brought in by number one for Cass City, Kendall Anthus. Into the corner, Stern. Down to the left block. Turns to the basket. Landon Schenk kicks it in the corner. Anthus for three. This one's no good. Rebound offensively by Stern. Kicks it over to Fernald. Into the corner. Anthus for another three. This one is good. Kendall Anthus with 8 points. And it's now Cass City with three straight threes.
Lakers.
Leading 48-32.
Lakers need a timeout. Bad.
Into the corner. Pasek dribbling around the perimeter. At the left block to Siegfried. Left block goes up off the glass in for two. And we have a whistle and a timeout called with 3:16 left in the third quarter. Lakers calling a 30-second timeout. We'll stick with you here. John Mooney, what is happening here in this third quarter?
Well, first of all, that's twice that's happened is that the offense scores and then the team that just scored calls timeout. What's happening? Oh, my goodness. Cass City has weathered the first 3 minute storm. That's what they've done. But Lakers need to go back to the things that work and have been successful for them. And that's pound that ball inside and shorten this game up. If they go inside, what'll happen is that'll put Cass City in foul jeopardy of people that they don't have too many people to go inside with. Schenk is the only one I could think of. All right? So more than likely, that's all it took Coach Wisner to go ahead and just say, look, guys, got to pound the ball inside. And you could do this.
They started on a 5-0 run, getting the score down to just a 4-point deficit for the Lakers. But ever since, it's been all Cass City from that point. And it was then 40-30 and now 48-32. An 8-2 run here for the Cass City Redhawks. Here's Andrew Siegfried with the steal, going up for the layup. And no, it's no good. Rebound still loose. Brought in by Mason Dubes in the corner. He's in trouble. Tries to throw it off Luke Stern, but he's able to scoop it up.
Nice pass.
Yeah, down to the transition to number 11. Colin Rubel's no good. Rebound brought in by Dubes. And here comes Lakers trailing by 14 points. Siegfried inside the lane. Off balance goes up, and he is fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Andrew Siegfried 0-for-1 from the free throw line so far in this ballgame. He has 4 points. Foul will go against Luke Stern. That is his second. Cassidy's first foul in the second half. Free throw for Siegfried is good. He now has 5. Cuts the deficit down for the green and white to 13. 2:35 left in the third.
That's exactly the person you want on the foul line if you're Lakers.
Second free throw, good as the first. He has 4 in this quarter, 6 on the night. It's down to 12 points. In transition, Luke Stern, the left block, goes up strong. This one's a block by Siegfried nonetheless. And here we're going the other way. Siegfried at the free throw line picks up his dribble. Now pivots over to Mason Pasek. Takes the three from the right wing. This one's short. Rebound. Siegfried keeps possession alive. Goes up strong. This one's not good. Hunter Kine gets the put back. And that's in for 2 points. Nice possession for the Lakers there. They now Cassidy leading by 10 points, but Cathrell dives right into the lane and then off the glass for two. 50-38.
Goodness, they get the ball down there fast, don't they?
Definitely. Hard to keep up here, taking stats and calling the game at the same time. Mason Williams, left wing, stops his dribble into the corner. Mason Dubes trying to feed down to Hunter Kine. He has position over Beecher, and there's the foul as Zach Beecher reached in on Hunter Kine. This will be a foul on the floor. Laker ball underneath their own hoop.
Now, those fouls are like body punches. They're going to go ahead and pay dividends later on, especially when the bonus, then the double bonus.
Beecher sits down with three fouls, as does Luke Stern. He has two. As we're checking in, Bryce Fernald and Landon Schenk. Hayden Horn's also in there. Cassandra Cathrell. And number 11, Colin Rubel. Lakers' pass was nearly stolen by Cass City, but it first went out of bounds. Looks like a foot was down when they touched it. So it'll be Laker ball now in front of their own bench, right side of your radio. Cass City leading by 12 points, 50-38, a minute 43 left in the third. Siegfried inbounding for the Lakers. Give and go to Mason Dubes on the, too strong. And the rebound brought in by Landon Schenk for Cass City. Hayden Horn, the John Stockton lookalike, into the corner to Santa Cathrell for another three, and he got it. His third three of the third quarter. And 11 points in the quarter for 17 of the night. It's now a 15-point lead, 53-38. Lakers reeling now. Siegfried over to Hunter Kine, and it's an errant pass picked off by Santa Cathrell. Cassidy slows things down. Into the lane goes Fernald. This one's a runner off the mark. Rebound Siegfried for Lakers. Going the other way. The jump shot from Mason Williams. Short corner is good on the left side. He has 5 points. 13-point ball game. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. 53-40. One dribble for Landon Schenk on the baseline's no good. Rebound Mason Pasek for the green and white. Trying to cut away at this deficit. It was at 9 at the quarter. Right now it's at 13 for the Lakers, and this is a steal from Schenk.
I don't see anybody slowing this game up either.
No.
The pace is torrid.
30 seconds left in the third quarter. 53 for Cass City, 40 for Lakers. Hayden Horn pops the three right wing. Oh. And it's wedged between the glass and the hoop. And this will result in a jump possession and arrow favoring the Elgin Pigeon Bayport Lakers.
The only thing harder to do in making a tray is putting that ball up there where it gets stuck in the rim.
Pasek sits down, replaced by Anthony Sheridan. Hayden Horn sits down for Cass City, replaced by Kendall Anthus. So Anthus, Fernald, Cathrell, Rubel, and Schenk out there for the Cass City Redhawks. Siegfried gets the inbound over to Mason Dubes. 15 seconds left across midcourt. Top of the key. Trailing by 13 points. Williams at the left wing, dribbles to the left elbow, pops the jump shot. This one's
nice.
Good.
That is just absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful jump shot for Mason Williams. He has 6 in the corner, 7 in the night, down to 11. 53-42, but there is Landon Schenk in transition, puts the bucket in just before the quarter is over. And at the end of the third quarter, it's Cass City 55, Lakers 42, right here on the WNW Sports Network.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
For well over a century, we've taken large measures of pride in our community support. Nowhere is it more evident than the spirit shared with our local school sports teams. This is Cindy Cruzy from Thumb Bank and Trust. It takes hard work and dedication to make a successful team. At Thumb Bank, we're a team of financial experts working for your success. Whether it be for your college education, your home, a car loan, agribusiness, commercial lending, or a checking, savings, or retirement account, will help you achieve your goals and win the game of life. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage.
That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon have what you need to keep yourself busy during these long, cold winter days and nights. Take all those pictures of your loved ones and favorite memories and turn them into the scrapbook of your dreams. We at Harjo's have everything for scrapbooking at great prices. We also have what you're looking for in knitting, sewing, and crochet. And we carry a full line of painting, drawing, special hobby, and craft supplies. So keep busy this winter with the help of Harjo's Ben Franklin in beautiful downtown Pigeon.